Illinois native Tanner Mickey from the Taylorville FFA chapter is an American Star Farmer finalist. Tanner, can you share a little bit about your FFA story?
So in freshman year of high school, I knew I wanted to start an SAE involved in production agriculture. So I worked with my advisor on a plan, and I'd set a goal of becoming the state star farmer when I was my freshman year. And I never thought I'd quite make it to this point where I am here sitting in this chair today, getting ready to be announced as one of the four finalists for American Star Farmer. So it's certainly very exciting. So being able to see all the growth I've put into my crops and cattle over the last 7 years of my FFA career has certainly been a very big accomplishment of mine and something that I'm very proud of.
Tell me more about your SAE.
So my SAE involves around crops and cattle in central Illinois. So I'm raising corn, soybeans, and wheat and a herd of registered Angus cattle. So when I started my freshman year, I've been able to progressively grow my acres and amount of cows and calves that I've had in my herd. So that's certainly something that I've had some great success with and look forward to continuing that in the future.
How have you seen yourself grow over the course of this project?
Well, certainly I've had lots of hardships and challenges being a young first generation farmer. So that's certainly something that has had some difficulties along the way, but I've been able to, through the help of my parents and family and FFA advisors, certainly owe a lot to them and all the advice they've given me. I've been able to grow and make changes and be better for my operation that will help me in the long run.
Tanner, you mentioned you're a senior in college. This is 90 years of the blue corduroy jacket in the FFA organization. I know that this week is one of the last times you'll put this jacket on. What has your time in FFA meant to you?
I certainly wouldn't be where I am today without the blue jacket. I can certainly give all the credit to that. I've had lots of great experiences, been able to travel the whole world actually with the blue jacket. And so that's something I'll cherish forever. And the amount of people I've met and the opportunities I've been given, I certainly wouldn't be anywhere where I am today and wouldn't have honestly a clue what I would want to do with my life if I hadn't decided to join FFA and knew we had such a strong program and a great group of advisors that push us kids to be the best we can be.
You said FFA has got you to where you are today. How has FFA prepared you for where you're going to be tomorrow, a year from now, 10 years from now?
I certainly think just the SAEs I've participated in, as well as the career development events such as job interview, prepared public speaking, and things like that have certainly helped shape me into the person I am today and secured lots of different internships and potential jobs in the future that I look forward to pursuing and set me up for great success in the future.
Tanner, I know you're a senior in college. Tell me about what you're studying and what your career goal is.
So I'm currently a senior at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. I'm studying agribusiness, markets, and management with a minor in crop science. So after I graduate in May of 2024, I look forward to coming back to my SAEs, working on them part-time, as well as looking for a job somewhere local in the area that I can still be active in my SAEs, grow them and expand them to hopefully one day take over them full-time.
Tanner, being a finalist for the American Star Farmer is a huge accomplishment. Is there anyone you would like to thank?
I'd certainly like to thank my parents and little brother, Drew. They've been great help along the way, and FFA requires lots of time, and I'm certainly gone if I want to participate in all the other activities FFA has to offer, especially like conventions and stuff. I'm gone for a pretty long period of time, so they're certainly a big help in my operations, but I've also got to thank my three advisors I've had over my 4 years in FFA in high school. They've certainly pushed me to be the best I can be and helped me with my books, SAEs, job interview or contests and things like that have really shaped me into who I am today. And I certainly owe all the credit to them and certainly a strong community that has backed the Taylorville program. And they allow us to have the funds that can take these kind of trips and have the opportunities that us kids have.
And finally, Tanner, do you have any advice for young producers who might have the same goal of being an American Star Farmer finalist?
I'd certainly think that when I was a first freshman, I certainly wouldn't think I'd be sitting in this spot. And I went to my first convention and I seen the videos of the star finalists and I thought, man, that'd really be cool to have them come out and film my operation and things like that and see my name up on the screen like that. And so that certainly dream has become a reality. And I certainly didn't think it was achievable when I was a freshman, but I've certainly worked my way up to this point. I just think being determined and working hard and success certainly will take some time. You can't rush it. But I certainly think just having that determination and hard work and a strong group of advisors and family that back you is certainly a very helpful thing and was advice I'd give to young students to just go for it and simply don't be scared and take advantage of all the opportunities the blue jacket gives you.
That was Taylorville FFA and Illinois native Tanner Mickey. He is an American Star Farmer finalist. And with National FFA, I'm Hannah Whetstone.